Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. If then questions. I love these things. This tactic is a great way to be directive without being too bossy. So how do we get started? The first step is to decide the scope. What do you want to highlight? What is the focus? To answer that question, here are two places I gravitate towards. First up, the players involved. If you're focused on helping other folks navigate sticky situations, then focusing on the people involved is always a safe bet. For example, if you're dealing with an idiot with authority, then do this. Or maybe something like, if your boss is a control freak, then use this approach. Again, you're taking on the role of navigator, helping people reach the other side. Second, the outcome desired. Here's an example. If you want blah, 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 then this right here is your best path forward. And here's why. This focus works great when there's a lot of options that look similar but get different results when you implement. This option showcases nuance, which is always intriguing. What makes if-then material work? Moving parts. Anything that is complex and has a lot of options, this tactic works great. It's simple. It applies your expertise in real-life situation. This is why people love it. Hope that helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.